The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 741 here on WPHM. We like to catch up with members of the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners from time to time, see what's going on at the county commission level of government. Joining us right now is Dave Vandenbosch. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. And I got to say, because I have not talked to her since the election, congratulations to your wife, Jennifer, the mayor of Marine City, a post that you once held. You're a regular political power couple downriver these days.
That's what some people have told us, but we're just trying to do what best we can do for our community.
Well, and that's pretty cool indeed. And of course, you're there as kind of a listening post, and you can. What did you say? You're the senior advisor to the mayor now.
Yeah, senior advisor / first man of the city.
I like that. There you go. By the way, speaking of Marine City, it's a big weekend there, isn't it?
Yes, it's Merry Time Christmas. So we've got a lot of things going, craft shows. We've got a ton of activities going throughout town to celebrate Christmas and, of course, the retail end of it.
Absolutely, which, boy, has been going strong in Marine City, really kind of leading the way years ago for downtown revitalization and development in St. Clair County.
Oh, absolutely. We embraced our heritage, and at times we're looked down on because we didn't take down our old downtown, but I'm so glad we didn't. I'm glad the leaders back in the day during the deurbanization decided not to do it. So we've got a lot of history there.
Yeah, it's a neat place indeed. Well, let's talk about what's going on with the County Board of Commissioners. What's new as we wind down this year?
Well, we're getting... We had our last meeting with Greg McConnell. He's going to be gone on vacation rest of the year, so he's for the next couple of weeks. So he's going to miss his last meeting. And Duke Dunn's got one meeting left with us, and it's going to be sad. This gentleman worked a long time with us, and it's always you get a good rapport with someone, and you can work with them. And it's like we just have to build a new one with Joy Torello when she steps in, and Steve Tomasco's coming back, and he's a wealth of knowledge and he's got a long history with the county, too. So, I mean, I think it's going to work out wonderful.
So, you got a good budget in place for the upcoming year?
Yeah, it's looking really well. We've got to deal with some ARPA funds and try and spend them in the best way possible. And that's we're going to do some budget workshops on that to try and see what get input from the public and see what, you know, try and prioritize what our spending to try and get the best bang for our buck out of that.
What are your thoughts on spending? Obviously you get some of those funds to take to your district and use, but you know, the larger pot of money there, what do you want to see done with that?
I'd like to see some of our aging infrastructure or add some infrastructure in areas that we need to help the county produce more jobs and develop some areas. But still, I don't want to overdevelop, but I want to actually get a nice blend of our agriculture history and some new development, because we're going to need new tax growth with this with this inflation being so high. Everything's costing us 10% more a year, and you have to grow that much to cover that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we need to... a lot of things we're going to have to consider.
Yeah, should be an interesting year coming
and
up.
And current needs.
No, and current needs, too.
Yeah, we've
absolutely
got some aging buildings and infrastructure, or aging buildings in our county, too, that in the county government that we're going to have to take looks at. You know, how much do you put into the courthouse, which is... We could have a bill in excess of $400,000 for the elevator issues we're having there. So, you've got to look at that in the long term. How much do you invest in an old building as opposed to either moving or renovating into another area? We've got library buildings that are coming up in age that we're going to have to look into, and they just passed the millage. And it's just, we need to get a grasp on the whole the whole county and see what's best for the whole county as a whole instead of trying to piecemeal it.
Yeah, it's something each municipality is dealing with, certainly the county at large as well. And that'll be a part of your work coming up in 2023, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But I do want to say we've almost got our warning sirens up for the District 7 and 6 and 7. And we'll be adding, I believe it was 16 new weather sirens. So it kind of completes the south end with tornado and weather alert sirens for those, because we do have an issue with cellular service down here, so we don't sometimes get the best service and you can't rely on your cell phone. So hopefully if you're outdoors, you hear the siren go off.
Yeah. And then,
especially if you're an outdoorsman and you're in the marshes or in the on the island.
Boy, absolutely. It becomes very important down there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. All right.
It's the Harson's Island's the most hit community in St. Clair County for tornadoes.
Wow, I didn't realize that. And it's a reminder.
I didn't
that,
either.
It's a reminder that St. Clair County is a pretty big, diverse county, too. I mean, when you talk about Harson's Island and the marsh down there, and then you think about you know, all the way north up to Birchville and as far west as CAPAC. I mean, it's a big, diverse county.
Absolutely. I mean, you go from cottage communities to urban settings to straight agrarian-based, you know, farmland to, and so I mean it runs the gambit.
Yeah, to have a warning system for the whole county is a pretty big undertaking. Dave, great talking to you as always. Happy Maritime Day tomorrow. I hope everybody has a great time down there in Marine City.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. It's great talking to you.
And have a Merry Christmas.
You have a great, you too, sir.